Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another amazing Claimed Podcast episode. And if you're watching this on Instagram, then welcome. If you're new to my work, as you know, I'm Anna Rova. I help single successful women attract committed masculine men. And we run a powerful group coaching program that helps women do exactly that. So today, I want to share with you I want to share with you a message and read an article that I wrote a few months ago. It's about three things to do to let go of the drama and the story during dating. Something that I notice a lot in women as they go through dating, and especially because, you know, we're so brilliant and successful and ambitious, and we are in our head all the time. And I find that that is actually one of the biggest causes in why women self-sabotage themselves in dating and in relationships. And so today we're going to talk about exactly that. As you know, I'm a feminine embodiment coach, and the modality that we use to help women shift and transform from their masculine to feminine, start attracting different types of men, is by going into their body. So let's explore this idea of how to let go of the drama and the story during dating. Every time a woman shares with me her dating and relationship experience, she leads with a story. A story about how it all started, progressed, and ended. There's a lot of detail in terms of what he and she said, what she concluded from it, how everyone else acted. But the fact and the reality is that the story doesn't actually matter. We have been conditioned to think that it does, the masculine, I think, therefore I am, but it doesn't provide us with any efficient solutions. Understanding something doesn't actually provide you with a solution on how to move forward in an effective way. Besides, we will never understand that what actually happened unless we have all the parties involved present, which is most of the time impossible. So I want to pause here quickly and tell you that, you know, we work with a lot of women who have been in therapy for many, many years, have tried a lot of different programs. And what they report is that feminine embodiment as a tool, as a modality, has been the missing piece in everything they have done. And that's why this sentence is super important, that, you know, understanding something and being aware of something doesn't actually provide you with a solution most of the time on how to move forward in an effective way. Not to say that, you know, therapy isn't effective. I'm all for it, and obviously it is effective because it's proven. But at the same time, I speak with a lot of women who have a lot of awareness, right? Like, they're very self-aware. They know where this is coming from, right? Like, their past or their dad or whatever. They've read a lot of books. They went through a lot of programs. But how do I, on a practical level, move forward, right? Just by having the awareness, it doesn't actually give you the practical tools. So that's what we help with in the program when we work with women. So what we're dealing with is a one-sided story when a woman is telling me a story. And that's what it is, just a story that we tell ourselves. A story is a past event embellished with feeling and memories that might not be even 100% true. A story is subjective and is just a narrative that we love to keep repeating over and over again. And as we repeat something over and over again, adding emotional charge to it, over time it starts to take up so much mental space that we become it. We become the story. Men are just a bunch of assholes. Where have all the good men gone? Women are the ones doing all the necessary work, and men are sitting on the sidelines. All these stories and memes get reinforced and encouraged by the media, your close surroundings, and your circle of friends. Over time, to add various tiny bits to it that weren't even there in the first place, and we live off of the story. Well, when I work with women, I'm actually not interested in the story. In fact, as soon as I hear a woman go into the vivid details of her story, I try to find ways to interrupt and pause so we can get to the actual point and so we can start digging deep and working on it in an embodied way. Why is that important? Because a story is a subjective memory. It's a one-sided recollection of events wrapped up in emotion. And studies have shown that memories are not always true simply because events in the past wrapped up in emotion distort the reality and what actually happened. Two different people will have a different recollection of the same event because, well, they're two different people. So it's important that when we work through our experiences with men or anything else, we let go of the story and we extract ourselves from the drama of what actually happened. When you're not wrapped up in the fog of emotion and trying to rationalize everything all the time, you can let that shit go. And the key to doing so is feeling through it and embodying it, releasing it. The other two important ingredients are taking responsibility, radical responsibility, getting out of the victim mode, this happened to me, and dating multiple men at a time so you can maximize your chances of being claimed. So meet Andrea and Kara. These women have been in my claim program for a few months now and are starting to see results of letting go of the story. So I'm just going to read quickly. So Kara, for example, she wrote a post in our Facebook group, but I'm just going to read a segment of her post. She says, "However, I feel very released from having to defend my ego or create a story around this. Also, it is me. I own that in my own process and was uncomfortable receiving at times in the past month from him, from this guy. In the call, I was able to simply thank him for his time and wished him the best. I truly meant it and felt he was respectful of my desire for long term, which he asked about on date." Anyway, she's just sharing, you know, a great thing when she released of the story and actually wasn't caught up in it. Because what happens when you get caught up in this whole thing of dating stories, it just feeds and then you keep thinking about it, just crazy. Andrea says, "Most recently, there was a man I went on a date with over a year ago. He recently texted me after seeing my date profile pop up again. In the past, I would have texted him back things like, 'Are you serious? It's been over a year and you expect me to get a response from me? Like, what the fuck? Bye.' Then it would have been followed up with questions like, 'Why are you texting me? What do you want? LOL.' But this time, I didn't respond immediately because I was busy with work. So the guy called me, to which I couldn't answer because I was on the other line. So when I had free time at the end of the day, I texted him back and just said, 'So I missed your call. Hi.' Through the text, he told me he saw my profile come up and said he asked himself why we stopped talking, that he couldn't believe he let someone as beautiful and nice as me go." And then she talks something and then she says, "I didn't dwell over it, create a story or feel a need to control the situation or wonder what else was going on. I let it be and smiled, thinking how sweet it was to know I made that much of an impression on someone." And then she continues, "I'm loving this newfound feeling and not stressing over trying to control or do everything. It's not who I am in a male-female dynamic and not what I desire. The more and more I act on setting healthy boundaries, the more and more I find and discover my true self and the men who respect it. One huge takeaway is men base their reactions with you on how you allow them to treat you." That statement has stuck with me through this journey. And as I deal with my friends and my male colleagues. Thanks, Kara and Andrea. So now let's talk about the three things women did in our work together to let go and start to attract different types of men. Number one, radical responsibility. We started this journey by owning everything that has happened to us and our experiences with men. We also take responsibility for what's going to happen next. We take charge and stand up for ourselves. We're ready to acknowledge, accept, and own our words, actions, and do the work. We get out of the victim mentality, "This happened to me," or "He did this to me." It is important to mention that I do not work with women who've gone through severe trauma or abuse, and by no means my intention is to make women feel like everything that happened to them in the past is their responsibility or their fault. My intention is simply asking women to take responsibility and charge for what role that story has to play in their lives today. What lessons can we take from it and how can they transcend and step out of it so they can change the future trajectory of their lives going forward? We know that we can only change ourselves and that everything and everyone around us is a reflection of what's going on inside. This is where we start. We look inside to see what past thoughts, beliefs, and experiences have shaped who we are today and what kind of men we are attracting as a result. We dissect the story and the drama and take ourselves out of it. We objectively look at what wasn't working, feel through it, release, and reframe. Here's some questions you can sit with and journal on. Have you taken responsibility for looking at the story and releasing it? Are you still hiding away, not willing to do the work? Are you still being comfortable in the payoff of being a victim of circumstances and external forces? Once you answer these questions honestly, your journey of transformation will begin. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode. Number 2, feminine embodiment. Once we have accepted radical responsibility, we can move to liberation and embodiment. One of the most important tools we have in our toolkit to fight the story is our feminine embodiment practice that I teach all women in the program called Feminine Flow. This practice is specifically designed to help you let go of the story and release the frozen tension from your body. So you break the cycle of constantly being in your head, thinking about scenarios, possible futures, and how things would be different or could be different. Through feminine flow, we get rid of the if this and that thought process and never-ending loops. And the good news is that women are equipped with this knowledge from birth because this is how we learn to survive, generation through generation. We had to adapt and mold into the dangers of an unpredictable environment, carrying children on our backs and chests, finding ways to protect, nourish, and feed them and ourselves. We had our tribe of women who had our backs. We had the village. We had to find ways to see without seeing, hear without hearing, and smell without smelling. Together with other women, I know you know what I'm talking about because you sense this within yourself. And it's a skill that simply has been forgotten because we didn't need it anymore. Because we started to build walls and start fires to protect us from predators and cold winds. Because we invented electricity, medicine, and the infrastructures that would support us and our needs. Because we created the internet, social media, and devices to tell us everything we need to know. But in this external artificial knowing, we have tuned down our instinctual knowing. So we need to relearn this very necessary skill because no Siri or Alexa can tell you whether you should marry this guy, pick this job, or invest in this program. Only you know. And you do know. You just need to relearn how to access this truth. Women are deeply instinctual creatures that have access to infinite reservoirs of wisdom that don't come from their heads. This wisdom lives in their instinctual knowing, in their sensual powers to sense, see, and feel further than what the eye can see in front of itself. The body is always acquiring and processing information from the outside world. It works so fast that we don't even notice it is what governs our survival behavior and mechanisms. So how do we do this? The feminine needs to flow and move. She can't stay rigid for too long. She needs to process, feel, and release frozen tension that accumulates in your body, in her body, day in and day out. We all know the benefits of meditation, which is increased concentration, presence, and cultivation of the state of flow. We all know the benefits of yoga, increased flexibility, muscle strength, peace of mind. However, meditation and yoga are masculine practices characterized by consciousness, presence, emptiness, and discipline, structure, direction, goal. I love yoga and meditation. I do it all the time, but these masculine practices are missing the essential feminine element, free movement and flow. This type of movement doesn't have direction or structure. It is not concerned with building muscles, having a goal, or following a certain sequence. It wants to flow freely, exploring and smoothing out the edges, feeling in spaces that want to be filled and releasing frozen tension and stuck energy. I first learned about this practice during my Feminine Embodiment Coaching certification with Jenna Ward, and I've done it every day since then. It has changed my life and the way I deal with my emotions. I now have the tools not to jump up and down along the emotional spectrum. Instead of numbing out, I go into that what I feel fully. I merge, I expand. It's painful at times, but I know I will be okay. This practice runs much deeper than simply dealing with life. It has the potential to liberate stuck and frozen tension in all areas of your life. It can help us heal deep wounds and magnetize whatever we want. This practice has been essential for my well-being and happiness as a feminine woman. I'm also teaching this practice to all of my coaching clients, and they report incredible results as well. It has become our go-to tool for processing and releasing emotions, accepting ourselves and letting go, embodying and magnetizing what we want, and simply being in the flow of our feminine energy in life. Use this tool as a daily practice to help you get out of the story, out of your head and into your body where you're present and flowing, where you're free. And that place is wonderful. And the last rule, okay, so remember how today we're talking about three things to do to let go of the drama and the story during dating. Number one is taking radical responsibility. Number two is this tool, feminine embodiment. And number three is the rule of thirds. So what is the rule of thirds? And this is taken actually from 10 or 11 rules of being claimed that we talked about in the program. I also created 11 episodes on 10 rules of being claimed on my Instagram account, also on the podcast. So search for them. And this is actually rule number three. So I'll explain this to you concisely. The rule of thirds basically says that you should always date at least 3 men at a time and not stop your dating funnel until one of these men makes an implicit or an explicit claim on you as his woman. So, and then I link to the video. So on my Instagram account, you can find it, obviously scrolling through IGTV. But if you go to girlskill.com and then /rule3, let me see what happens. It should take you to, girlskill.com /podcast rule 3. Okay. Yep. So girlschool.com/rule/podcast/rule3 is going to take you to where I talk about the rule of thirds on the podcast. So in that rule, what I basically talk about is what is the rule of thirds and how it works, which is basically always dating 3 men at a time. Why it's extremely important, what does evolutionary psychology have to do with dating, how parental investment influences the way men and women date, shopping for shoes metaphor and how to apply it to your dating with men, why sex creates attachment, why giving him a chance to compete and pursue you is important, and an action step, what can you do this week to start exposing yourself to more potential suitors and start your little third. And remember, there's absolutely zero guilt in dating more than 1 man at a time because guess what? Men do it all the time. Once you've created your dating funnel and are dating multiple men at a time, you're no longer worried about whether he'll call you or how many days it has passed since he promised to take you out. The story is gone. The details don't matter. You're not spending time and energy overanalyzing why John said this, Tom did that, and Chris hasn't replied. Together, we're taking radical responsibility, releasing frozen tension from your body with your movement practice and practicing the rule of thirds. You'll be unstoppable in your dating life and enjoying it to the fullest, like you should. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode and this message. And I'm going to send you away with the intention and with this energy to let the drama and the story go, take full responsibility. Get your movement practice flowing if you can. I have a whole article about this as well on my Medium account. If you really want to learn this and get out of your head and start your dating funnel. All right, have fun. All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically, what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation. If you resonate, because I don't work with everyone, and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions and exploring your boundaries and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open.
embracing basically the feminine side of polarity. Because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.